Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. We skipped a week in our normal playdate, so this is coming out to you a week behind schedule. With this episode, I'm also splitting the game sessions into 2 to 3 parts of under 2 hours apiece. I'll release each segment of a session within a few days of each other, so those of you out there who like the old format will still get each full episode quickly. If you have comments on our game or would like to join a session, please send us an email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Steamsteelmurder is all one word. Along with our FeedBurner feed, we can also be found on iTunes, where we'd love for you to leave comments on our show. Thanks for waiting, and here is Session 8, Part 1. Manager Jameis, is he there?
No.
Yeah.
Jameis is not here, as you can tell.
Yes. All right.
Is this Dustin?
Oh, no, he's here.
Nobody's here. We're all just figments of your imagination.
Map Tools is up there, Abel. If you're...
As of no Katie, etc.
Katie's out of town this week again.
Damn it, Katie.
These people with social lives.
I know.
Social life? What is this thing you speak of? Is it something from your old times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, all you guys out there who played like those really old-fashioned, you know, like first-generation RPGs with the charts and the dice, like AD&D Second Ed, Rollmaster, and GURPS. One thing we indie gamers have on you, we got women. Women play RPGs. Like, I actually played with more women than men on the whole, like, in the 3 days I spent at Dreamation, like, doing on the indie track. Mm-hmm. The RPGA, all those rooms, a lot of those rooms, hardly any women. Like, maybe 2%, 3-4%. Indie games, 50%. Thank you. That's all.
There's actually a blog out there. Somebody that's running I think it's a first edition D&D game, and the blog's called D&D with Porn Stars. Because everybody that's playing is in the industry. The blog has nothing to do with the industry. He's just making the point that they're all in the industry and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I think they're going to make, I've also heard that they might end up being a video series on Escapist.
Mm-hmm. Looks like everybody's in the room. Mr. Gavin Marshall is apparently being played by a Timberwolf today. I have no idea what that miniature Bishop shows was.
I believe it's a medic because he has a health bag.
Yes.
On the right hand. I never realized the health bag. I just saw a guy running.
Interesting. We had somebody comment on the Obsidian Portal site, that was wondering how we use the virtual tabletops. Apparently he's trying to start up a Skype game of his own, but never has used something like Vassal or Map Tools. Invited him on to play. Best way to figure out how it works is to play the game.
Didn't work?
I didn't get a response back, but it wasn't all that long ago.
I thought it was 4 score and 7 years.
No.
You know, back in your young days.
And Rina is being played by the Great Eagle today, by her token. Right.
My token is a dragon. So
I just keep using the Griffin token, so I'll just be that.
Works well. Alright, so last session.
Where are the labels?
Drawing the far right, it says add text label to map. Am I the only one who clicked on these other things to look at what the heck they were and discovered the text? I draw an oval.
I don't see a drawing thing. Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Continue.
Fair enough. So last time we played, you all had rushed to the scene of a smoking ruin of a hospital. And if you remember, the lower
the first floor of the building had collapsed around some kind of earth-moving device that had come up out of the pavement and into the side of the building. So, much confusion, lots of medics running around, attending to people who had been hurt, and I believe that's where we left off. And this was in your neighborhood, Drina, also your neighborhood, Bishop.
And I was on my knees saying no as I saw an ace with a hole in it flip by.
You're the only one who strangely saw it, yes.
Well, quite the calamity.
No!
Well, I'm gonna go and see who's at my place and go and see if start to join the rescue effort.
Right, a lot of the locals that live in the area have already started lending a hand, trying to clear the rubble. They're still pulling bodies out. Some dead, some alive, many needing medical attention. The police are just now arriving on the scene.
Right. Yeah, I show up with, like, the husband and three or four of the kids, and we got, like, an engine hoist and shovels, like, stuff to help out move the debris.
Sounds good.
I'll help a little bit today and then do what I already said I was going to do.
Right. good enough. So you guys fall into the effort of digging people out. Gavin, I don't believe you were there. Is that correct?
I thought we were all there.
Oh, you were there. Okay. I didn't remember if you had.
I thought we'd deliberately been called there.
Maybe so. It's been 3 weeks. Good enough. that's how it ended then. That's what happens. So you would have gotten the call about the time that the police were there. I thought that you guys had actually heard the rumble from inside Drina's.
No, I thought Miss Blue had rung us up and said, get over here at this time of the morning.
Oh,
and
we got here.
Yeah, we heard the rumble but ignored it.
Okay. So the police were arriving around the same time. There are health workers here as well from local hospitals giving a hand. The police are still trying to sort out what happened. Too much of a chaos for them to be able to really get anyone's statements at the time. So that's all still being sorted out. They're trying to get everyone out of the building that's still there that they can. The structure doesn't look like it's going to be standing much longer. The whole, from what it looks like, helping to dig people out, it's not just a first floor. Apparently, the digging device had pretty much destroyed its foundation and had stalled when it was going through the first floor walls of the hospital. Could be why it was left there. Building integrity, though, is very compromised, and it could fall at any time. So they're trying to clear people out as soon as possible and get the area cleared. Police aren't able to stop anyone for questioning yet, so you all are kind of in the middle of this mess.
Okay, I'm looking. Is there any lumber nearby?
Give me an idea of what it is you're trying to do.
Okay, what I want to do is, ideally there's some hardware store nearby. I want to start build something that'll brace the first floor.
Okay, so you want to
buy us a little time.
Okay, sure. Give me a repair roll there for you to get an idea of how bad the structure is. I'm sure
is
during
the digging machine still there?
It's still there, yes.
I'm a two.
Okay. The building isn't that many floors high. It's about a 5-6 floor building. But with the, you know, its supports pretty much shattered out from underneath it, you think that you might be able to rig up something to give you a little more time. But you're not going to be able to stabilize the whole structure. You start waving your badge around to get people's attention and to get, you get a small group around you that helps, as you raid the, a local, store that deals with a lot of, they've got, not large I-beams, but kind of like a home improvement place.
Fair enough. No problem. Hopefully they have at least like, 4x4s, and I start putting scissors up around the frame. Obviously, we can't fix this place right now, I'm just trying to, I'm just hoping for a little time.
Yeah, you're helping to buy some time to have everyone pulled out. All right.
The digger itself, is there still a hole behind it, or has that been caved in where it came through?
Oh, no, there's still a hole underneath it. The digging machine, the hatch is kind of blown open though. I mean, it was obvious to people that were running around it that there was no one in it, but it's just been left there.
Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious what I want to do.
I'll go with him.
All right.
If we move this thing, we're probably going to bring the rest of the hospital down.
Okay.
We'll just go through the hole itself.
That's what I was figuring you were doing.
I'm tempted to take the machine, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't move it.
So you're going to, Gavin, you're going to drop down the hole and see kind of where it was coming from?
Yeah. Can I grab at least a pit helmet or something first?
And a flashlight?
Sure. There's enough crews around that are, you know, handing out flashlights and protective gear that you're able to grab a few.
Rope, 10-foot pole.
want an 11-foot pole for things that you wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
Sure, you gear up. There's plenty of that type of thing around. Adrena's got this project going on to try and brace the building, and other people are trying to get into the building. So, sure, you're able to gather all that up. The tunnel below it is easy enough to get into. Let me get you both to give me a roll here.
Hopefully.
Just athletics roll just to make sure you're able to pop
that's
in
not
without,
good.
Okay, we did. Be careful.
How did you guys do?
I don't know for me.
Rocks rolling, guys. What sort of roll? Athletics or just a general
athletics
roll?
It's just to see how well you're able to squeeze through the hole.
I'm
gonna fire. I hold up.
What's your total roll for Bishop?
-2.
-2. Okay, yeah, that would be kind of bad. You would injure yourself a bit going through the hole.
Help those in need.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm gonna take a reroll. There, I'm at 0.
Okay, it takes a little longer, but you're able to pick your way down through there without much in the way of injury. You just scrape your palms a little bit, bruise a knee, but you do get into the hole. What you guys see is that the hole's been dug up through the concrete pavement below the city, and it looks like it accessed it through the sewer system. The machine is compact enough that it was able to fit through the sewage, pathways. And, apparently it rolled in beneath the hospital, was able to elevate itself and then dig up through, the concrete.
I'm sure Miss Earbell will gain possession of that machine before too long. Can we tell where in the sewer it was moving along?
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy. While it had plenty of room to maneuver down here, the machine was a bit heavier than the sewers were designed for, so a lot of the cobblestone that makes up the sewer passage has been kind of broken and cracked along its path.
There's just the two of us. Neither of us are good combat people, so we headlong into danger.
Yes, I'm a... Yes, I have my trusty taser.
No, I am. I make my athletics roll to follow them.
Okay.
Got a 2 on my roll.
Are you following or are you helping with the project outside? I mean, if you leave, that's okay. That's fine. You can get people gathered and kind of do what you want. But if you're not there to direct them, it's probably not going
to
do so
well. I deliberately didn't say anything to you because I thought you were busy with helping.
No, you're right. No, I will stay. I'll make that choice. I'm staying. That's that.
I don't think we're going to be that long without you, Abel, so...
3 hours later.
I was meaning more out of game time.
Right. So you guys are basically just going to follow your path down the sewer to see kind of where it leads
where
out
it came
to?
From.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And I meant 3 hours in real life later.
All right. Well, actually, if you guys want to pop up the map of Metapole there.
Got it.
I'm going to kind of show you what... are you
He's
all
gonna,
there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
All right. You see my pointer tool on the screen? I'm kind of highlighting a section of town.
Nope.
Nope.
You don't see it?
Okay. Nope.
All right, hold on.
Try putting a token on there and see if that works. And then just follow you moving the token around.
Let me pull up my token. Just give me a second.
You could just draw.
That's what I was trying to do, actually. You guys aren't seeing it on the screen, though.
Oops, that was me. That was me.
Okay. Well, just below that, do you see my mark?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the area, the city that you're in, and the subway, or not the subway, the sewer system pretty much goes out through the dock area. So it looks like the machine came in at the exit of the sewer by the river. Hmm. So the thing is apparently amphibious as well, that it works underwater.
Okay, Trina's not taking it. I am.
But that will take you. It'll probably take you the better part of an hour to go all the way down and back through there.
In particular, do we end up near the docks where we were before last time?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Let me guess. The ship that was there last night is not in harbor.
Oh no, it's still there.
Shall we check the ship?
You'll have to remind me what the ship is again.
It's I don't even remember what ship it was. It was the one where we were meeting the woman last night. I don't remember the name of the ship, personally. But.
Oh, we took everyone that was there, so of course the ship's still there.
Yeah.
The police raided the... police took everyone away and we got her.
Yeah, but I think she's escaped.
Yeah, I think this is just a little travel vessel that we're using. I don't think it's... are we talking like small boat? Are we talking large ship?
It's a fairly large ship.
Oh. Does it look like there's people on there still?
No. You would have made the search previously to make sure that there was no one left on board. There wasn't. The ship is... it does have a large enough hold that you think it could have held that machine. But, you had searched through it previously, though. It wasn't there. It's
probably still got at least a police guard on it, I would think.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did I get the jetpack from that fight?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
I
did.
Yes. Go up to the prisoner. Hello, Sean, my bad. Has anyone been around the ship since last night?
Yeah, a couple of the dock workers were around. Just they wanted the berth, but, crime scene and all, so we've left it all here.
All right, do you mind if we have a look around?
Takes a look at your IDs and says, sure, go right on. I probably should have you sign something, but just pulls out a pen and a piece of paper. Just sign your names here. We'll figure out the paperwork later.
All right.
Miles Wraithbone III. No, actually, I put my real name. Hmm.
And considering it wouldn't match your ID card, that's probably a good
one. I know. That's why I was joking about Miles. Yeah.
That's what, if you put Miles, I would have put Bishop, so.
Yeah, I put Bishop.
At least nobody put Green in our air bar.
Fair enough. All right, so you're on board the ship. You had been, like I said, you've been on it, at least did a cursory look on it, the night before when you were making sure there were no other, people on board. So you kind of know the layout, but, kind of looking at it with different eyes today to see what else could be here. the hold is large enough to hold the machine. Give me an investigation roll.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh wow, that's
one.
Five.
I'm getting the cruddy rolls.
Alright, with a five, Gavin, you do realize that you're kind of looking around the hold just to get an idea of whether or not this could have been the ship for it. You notice that the hold has been specially designed. There's an area, it's about maybe 5 foot, 5 foot by 6 foot that, is built so that it can lower into the water below, but still hold like the ship's integrity so that it's not going to fill with water.
I wonder if we can appropriate this for ourselves. There's only so much Dream Net could deck.
And with a 5 on that roll, you can also, you do notice some tread marks on the hold floor that would pretty closely match up to the tractor treads that were on that drilling device. It's not something that caught your attention before. You just didn't have kind of a point of reference. They just looked like, you know, a couple of lines on the floor. But after traipsing through the sewers for an hour and seeing the tread it left, you're able to match it up now.
Oh, I think we have our source ship.
Yep. And I think we know who did it. Or at least we know who they're associated with.
All right. I'm going to cut back to Drina. Drina, with your previous repair role, you're able to keep the building up a bit longer than it would have normally, and it's enough time that they're able to get everyone out of the building that's still alive anyway. Yeah. There's still quite a few bodies in there that they'll have to retrieve later when the building does finally collapse. The police have the area cordoned off pretty well. Rescue effort is continuing. They're trying to get everyone ferried out to another hospital that's injured. They are able to come up with a couple of first-hand accounts, though. One of the police officers gets a hold of you, Drina, while you're there.
Yeah.
It said, well, Miss Blair said I should fill you in on best as we know what happened here. He pulls out a little notebook and says, happened sometime this morning between, as far as anyone can tell, around 5 o'clock in the morning. People reported airplanes that came in that were hovering around the building. And it's a technology we haven't really seen in the city before. At the same time, the building started rumbling from below and started collapsing. We found a couple of bodies on the floor that your prisoner was held in. They were burnt up pretty bad. Basically, they were torched down to their bones, clothing, skin, everything. These were the guards that were stationed outside the door. Your prisoner's missing, and some of the orderlies on the floor say that they took someone else, too. They're trying to sort out who it was they took.
I don't know who else they could have, would have taken. There's only one guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I'm just thinking of who might have been taken.
I'm gonna go ahead and, I know it's dangerous, but I'm gonna head on upstairs.
There. By the time this all happens, there's no upstairs. I mean, the building has collapsed by this time.
Great. Well, there's no way of getting to the files and stuff then, is there? I guess I could search for them and hope for the best. See if they...
Do you ask around, or do you just start poking around?
No, let me ask around. Is there any orderly nurses around?
Yeah, sure. Most of the hospital staff that are uninjured are still here and helping people. Yeah, you find out actually that the hospital had a connection to the engine control center, so most of their records are backed up off-site.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, that's good. That's good to know. Does anybody remember, the last couple of patients who came in? Was there anything suspicious? Obviously, the guy we got, did he give a name?
No, they never got a name.
Right.
So remember, she was comatose when you took her in.
Right. So, yes, how badly hurt was she, really?
Well, they were able to stabilize her. One of the orderlies was actually working on the floor at the time. They had her on fluids, severe dehydration, third-degree burns, but vital signs were good and strong.
Okay. And was there anybody else who came in that had been brought in by the police, or... that seemed, I don't know, distinctive in any way?
There was somebody that was, we had another special patient on that same floor. We didn't, give me a roll here for this. The guy looks like he's really hesitant to talk about the patient.
Okay. And, I'm going to use a, rapport.
Okay.
Say, look, I understand that there's maybe a certain amount of, you might be a little shaken up, and there's a lot of stuff that's happened. I'm sure, some people that you care about might have been hurt, and that's why, that's my job. I'm here to, obviously me and my family over there are trying to help out with the rescue effort, and we just need to, come in, and if there's anything that you might remember, we need to know so we can start putting the pieces together.
Sounds good. Hey, Abel and the rest of you guys, I want to try something that we haven't really done much of before. Whenever you come up with an action that you want to do, go ahead and roll the dice and then tell me from your result kind of how the scene plays out.
Okay.
So, like, if you fail, you can kind of play out how you failed or if you succeeded, etc.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, he net zero for the orderly, so you did really well. Well, occasionally the hospital here takes people, as John Doe's. They're admitted, all their hospital bills are paid for. We're just told to not ask too many questions. Most of these people come from the guilds. Sometimes it's silly things. They're here for bullet wound, knife wound, something like that, and they just don't want it to get back to the bosses or to anyone else. We're told just to take good care of them. We always get paid, but we're just told to not ask many questions. Well, we had a Jane Doe on that floor at the same time. Now, she'd been in there a couple of days prior. Some kind of lab accident, a few burns, fighting off some kind of nasty bug. Had her on fluids, bad temperature, doing pretty well though, but yeah, it's one of those cases where we weren't supposed to ask too many questions, just treat the patient.
So you're saying the woman came in a few days before, she had a, do you know for a fact it was a lab accident, or are you just sort of
inferring? No, just treating what we saw, that's just what I remember seeing on her chart.
That she had chemical burns.
Chemical burns, right. Maybe inhaled some of them too. She had some lung problems.
And, how did she do?
Oh, she was stable. She was on the mend quite well, actually. We figured she'd be released in the next few days.
So she was still in the ward at the time of the accident.
Right. Things are so confusing around here. I don't know if she made it out alive, if somebody grabbed her, if she's one of the badly injured. It's just too chaotic to tell, but that's the only other special patient we had on the ward. We had a few others there, but, they were long timers, people that were kind of on their way out. We're just doing the best we could till that time.
Right. Okay. Here. That seems. I guess that's. Oh yeah, the woman who came in before. So you don't remember like a name for her or anybody who visited her that stood out to you?
What are Jane Doe?
Yes.
Someone checked her in and been paying for her bills, but I don't ever remember seeing anyone checking on her.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. I understand what you're saying, but the guilds bringing people, may have been hurt, you pretty much, the idea is you ask no questions. I understand that. That's all I got for this scene.
You guys, the rest of you guys will have made your way back, if you were coming back.
Not necessarily.
All right. What do you have in mind?
So I realized that this machine was launched before we took the ship, obviously. So obviously they had a plan for it. Mm-hmm. And if it did know the way to the hospital, which would suggest that they at least knew how to get to the hospital through the sewers if they weren't planning something else to do with it, but I think they may have been planning something else. And this ship is obviously quite useful. Although we've checked it out, I want to check it over again. I suspect there's more than one set of registration papers for this ship, or might be some other hidden compartments, and I want to check the ship for those.
Actually, you don't have to roll again. The same roll. I mean, it's easy enough to find the ship logs. There is a few hidden compartments, but there's nothing in the compartments.
No.
There's enough of them in the ship that you figured it was probably used for smuggling, or at least transport things that to be received in locations that didn't like necessarily what they were holding. There's quite a few of them in the hold. They just are all empty. You have the ship logs there as far as checking out, if they're legitimate or not. You'll have to check with the port authority on that.
I just thought they might have had some papers hidden somewhere to say, oh, this ship is registered under various different countries or home is different countries and whatnot.
Yeah, it is a possibility. It's just no records like that are on the ship, but you do have the ship's record. So check with Port Authority. You'll be able to dig up some more.
Let me check with the Port Authority?
Oh, I should definitely report back in with check back with Nazir Bar, see how she's doing.
This is the
initial sort of any quick gains I think we've done.
Yes.
More investigatory things, we can get back together and sort out how we want to deal with that.
Yes.
As you say, the port authorities will be on the list of people to talk to.
Yes, yes.
How do you want to get back?
Shall we take the pneumatic train?
Of course. That's how we travel.
All right.
Yes, we're not rich like a certain woman with her own car.
Yeah, I'm not super rich. I just can make my own cars. You can make your own cars too. Nothing's stopping you.
Okay, The reason why I ask how you get back, because of the accident, your conventional travel methods, including the subways, are really delayed as people are.
Okay, then we'll walk back. It'll be another hour.
We could go back to the sewers.
No, more the building direct. Will probably have collapsed by then, and frankly, we smell enough.
No, it's fine. You will get back. It just going through the subways or any other way just takes a little bit longer with everyone trying to get all the injured and the hurt out of the area into other districts. It's taking up a lot of room on the subways, all of the available cars that are around. But you do get back.
You were saying it only took us an hour to get, or about an hour to get from the hospital to the dock, mm-hmm. walking in the sewers.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we just walked back, it's only going to take about an hour.
Yeah, but when you're going through the sewers, you're also not fighting crowds that are trying to get away from the area, too. But yeah, it doesn't take, it takes a little longer than you would expect just because of the chaos that's going on.
Maybe we should have gone through the sewers and come up through them and said, hey, neighbor.
Too late, we're there now.
That's fine. Yeah, you get back. It just, like I said, it just took you a little longer. Andrina, by the time they're back, the building has already collapsed when you guys get there. The scene has pretty much dispersed. The police have still, you know, they've cordoned off the area, keeping people away from the rubble. The but last the of the injured building, are being carted off.
Did the building collapse on the vehicle?
Somewhat. I mean, you can still see it there. It looks like it's still intact, but there is some rubble on top of it.
Yes!
Oh, I have no doubt Miss Airbell will do whatever it takes to get that vehicle out.
Yeah. Especially after we tell her what it can do.
Yep. I absolutely do, yes.
So you are...
She's going to have a new vehicle for better power motors.
So you guys are the last ones on the scene, except for a few police that are around and just a few crew that are there just to make sure no one gets into the rubble. They're wanting to let it settle more before they go back into the rubble.
Well, I make sure the husband and kids are okay. And send them off.
Yeah, they go and have a meal since they've been there the whole time, helping out.
Fair enough. So what does this thing look like now? You said it was small enough to fit through the sewers?
Mm-hmm. It's basically, it's a rectangular box that has a triangular, like tank treads on either side and a big, corkscrew front.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cutout, it's very thick metal, and there's kind of a cutout with a very, very dense glass, like a, almost like a bubble in front, so someone in the cockpit can look out. The inside is fairly small, at most it could hold two people, two average to small size people.
Okay. So when I get, so obviously when I get behind the There must be some kind of obvious driver's seat.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a repair roll.
Yeah, this is five.
Okay. The machine is damaged. It looked like the corkscrew had just got jammed into the side of the building and it shorted out a lot of the drive mechanisms. You still have some power. It runs off a very large battery that you can actually see in the compartment down here.
So, really, so the engine and the gas tank are still working?
Yeah, it's still working, but apparently the drivetrain is busted. While you still have power, you don't have any kind of motivation at all. The tractor treads, tank treads won't move, and the corkscrew up front tries to move, but something inside is broken.
Fair enough. Can I back it up?
No, it doesn't move at all. It's dead. You have power, but no drive. Wheels won't turn.
Mm-hmm. We'll just need to get this on the back of a truck, and just once we get it out of that rubble, we can just back it over to your place.
We need a crane for sure. Dump truck, two dump trucks.
Well, I think first of all, we should get together and just quickly blow each other and so we're all up to speed.
Yes.
See, I blonde the second woman, the one with the chemical burns, who probably was also taken.
Mm-hmm.
She may have been the primary target then.
Yeah.
I explained that, this craft was launched first, so there's some plan maybe to come get this woman.
Yeah, and they got the other one who just happened to, unfortunately gotten captured.
That's interesting. Well, that's ballsy, but so you're thinking just this thing can only hold two people, right? So,
yes, but there were probably people following behind.
Not to mention it caused a little bit of distraction when it arrived that they may have been planning on.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, I guess the orderlies that were actually on that floor, did they say, like, during the attack how many guys there were?
Actually, no one, because of what was going on in the building, they were thinking earthquake or something at the time. No one really noticed until after the fact that this thing was down here.
Okay.
Their attention was more drawn to the hovering airplanes that no one had seen before.
Hovering airplanes.
So, yeah, was the aircraft the... So I guess the question is, were the aircraft the... distraction for the drilling machine, or would the drilling machine be distraction for the aircraft? Or, I guess
I would say the aircraft for the distraction for the drilling machine because, well, everyone looked at the aircraft. They were probably both slightly distractions for the escape. I'm guessing we're in some private area away from the rubble.
No, you're all standing right around the drill machine talking. There's no one else here.
Yes, but the thing is, there's no one else around. But the rubble has fallen already, so I'm not too worried about
being cracked. Did anyone say which direction the aircraft went afterward?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Drina.
No, actually, that was a good question. I didn't think to ask that.
Because if they went in one of the directions, I figured I was probably going to head outside the city for a... They didn't figure I'd ask them while I was there. I need a break.
I understand.
This stuff is just getting too crazy.
All right, so let me think here.
You people do seem to warn yourselves in rather interesting situations.
Yeah, I will go outside, maybe... Hopefully I find one of the cops that was there, that was called, like, first on the scene when the aircraft showed up.
Yeah, there's still several.
Yeah.
Like, which direction did these things go?
Sure, there's Officer Murphy here that was actually stationed to give you any aid that you might need.
Okay.
He confers with some more people around, and they're able to bring out a couple of notebooks worth of notes between them. They were able to manage to get some statements from different people, as they were going out. So some of the highlights, the aircraft came from the east and went straight through to the west out of town. So they flew in basically over, the river from the east and then straight back out over the river to the west.
There's a river?
If you look at the map, kind of the dock section is at the bottom part of Metapole.
Yeah.
So they flew in across from where the planes are, right above the water, and just right across to the other side.
Okay.
So they flew out over the river.
And, some of the other things... two people were taken out of the floor that your prisoner was in and loaded onto one of these hovering airplanes.
Ah.
So what did the planes themselves look like?
Well, they describe there's the best they can get because the eyewitness accounts were kind of scattered, but they were airplanes, but instead of the propellers being in the front, they were on the top. So they describe something that looks very much like a helicopter.
Mm.
A helicopter is common, or is this completely...
No, not at all.
Right, okay.
But there are some.
You've seen designs, but you've never seen one like in person. You've never seen one actually built.
Right. Well, we've learned about
these. Hey, Leonardo da Vinci was right.
I guess he was.
I see.
Here, I just thought he was some crazy painter.
Well, he was that too.
Let's hope we just don't lock away any mysteries away in paintings of his that will take some long-eared freak far too long to work out.
Yes, and yeah.
Let's move on.
But that's all they're able to come up with more than you've already asked.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'll see if I can maybe get lucky and check. Hopefully the people I'm hanging out with are along that, in that western area, see if anyone touched down or anything like that.
So you're going to the farms out of town?
Yes, okay. And I'm going to do, while I'm there, also doing what I already said I was going to do. I figured I'd ask a few questions, you know.
Okay. This is where we figure out how far, if any, we're jumping forward. So you want to go out of town and investigate where they might have gone. Jameis, what do you feel like doing?
Follow up with the Port Authority, and also I was even thinking of going as far as contacting other port locations that the ship's been in to just check out that side of things as well.
Mm-hmm. And Drina?
Wait, what was that last part, Jameis?
Checking with the port authorities for the ship's log and also checking other port authorities.
Right.
In other cities. Yeah. I don't go out of the city if I can help it.
Okay. Well, there's only one thing really that I can do. I must go back to my, I gotta figure out how to get this thing out of here.
Well, is it actually our responsibility to get this thing? I know you want it, Drina, aside from the fact that you want it. The city is the ones that have to get it, and they'll be the ones dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. We could.
Okay. We'll have to, first things first then.
Most likely they will contract you to help them analyze it, since you seem to know it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they have part of the deal.
They have hired your garage to do salvage work before, the city has. So you could very well try to finagle that and get the salvage on it.
Then, there's only one thing for me to do. I must go to the workshop and fix the jetpack.
Alright, fair enough. Alright, time-wise, Drina, you're going to have the shortest in what you're wanting to do. So from here, you're going to have the drill machine carted back to the garage, and you're going to work on the jetpack. Is that pretty much the idea?
Yes.
Okay, first of all...
You may also want to examine the ship's amphibious capabilities, amphibious launching capabilities as well.
Yes, but first, the jetpack.
She's got to have her explosive jetpack.
The city signs a contract with you to go ahead and pull the machine out for salvage. Basically, they're just releasing it to you. And since you are working for the guilds, of course, if any information comes out of it, just make a report to the police as to what you find.
She finds that it's a really arcane piece of junk. Yes.
And the jetpack, go ahead and give me a repair roll.
Watch the chips fly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you succeed, I mean, if you just even get a one, you repair it. The more success you get is the how much faster it takes.
Okay.
So don't feel that you've got to blow a bunch of chips on it or anything.
Oh, yeah. She also has the whatchamacallit ability, which
also misfix it. Mm-hmm. So I can make it faster if I do fix it. Right. So,
oh, let alone the fact that she has, oh, there you go.
Eight.
Apparently it wasn't as damaged as you thought it was at first. So you tinker, make some improvements with it. And we'll leave you to your garage for a bit as you work on that. Gavin, Port Authority, pulls out their records, from the ship from, when they came into Metapol, the ship has actually been here for about a week at that berth. Why the dock workers were coming in and asking about the ship is because it was due to leave this day, and another ship was due in to use that berth. So that's why there was questions about why that ship was still there. What Metapol has on information matches up what the ship has. Apparently, it all coincides just fine. You put in a requisition for some other cities and to see what else you've got through your other channels. Go ahead and give me a roll for that. And that's going to just be based on
investigation or contact or what?
You however you want to do it. I would say contact so initially because you're going to get a hold of specific people you know to check on it for you.
Right. Okay. Let's try contacts then. Well, not bad. Three.
All right. And I'm going to give them an investigation roll. Okay. Yeah, it's going to take them a couple of days to get back to you. But they do come in with some interesting information. The ship's numbers don't correspond to any other city outside of Metapol. So even though the ship is supposed to be an international, cargo holder, the registration only matches up in Metapol. It doesn't match up to any other places that are supposedly on its manifest. Taking the description of the ship.
Yeah, I was planning on sending the description out as well, because I was expecting exactly this.
And yes, and that's what you find. The ship has made berth at several other cities with different registration name and numbers.
Yeah. I'm going to see someone hanging off the side. Okay, what sign are we hanging up for our name? Okay.
And now throw me an investigation roll to see what you can put together from the information they've given you.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's get rid of a chip. I am the man in the know.
Just think, you can't roll any worse.
Think. Investigation is what? 3.
Oh, okay.
I'm not pushing this.
All right, looking at what you get are manifests from where this ship supposedly is made dock in different cities. And this is going by description. Once again, the numbers don't match. But something that you find by doing a little digging is the ship has been docked during places where warehouses have been robbed and specific inventions have been stolen. Like you're seeing like police reports of like such and such warehouse was robbed, got partial inventory of what was in there, mostly parts, half completed scientific gear, that sort of thing.
And it was that found immediately, or was it found a couple of days later?
In some cases, it was found pretty quickly because alarms had gone off or the warehouses were a bit better guarded. But in a lot of the cases, the warehouses were mostly storage, so it wasn't found until several days later.
Right. So, in that case, I would also be contacting the guilds just to let them know that this is sort of the general thing that's been happening, and they may just want to do a quick stock take to make sure nothing's gone missing. Through Miss Blair, if that's the way that we normally contact the guilds, I don't know.
All right. So you get that rolling. And Mr. Bishop.
Okay, so I'm supposed to brace like this? You know did you see any of those weird flying things that were over the city that earlier today?
If you remember from the last time you were out here, the farmers were actually quite used to seeing planes just kind of landing out in their fields.
Yeah, but I meant weird-looking right. planes.
No one took particular interest. Planes do come out here quite often, but usually not in this direction. So you do find a couple of farm boys that are out hunting that remember planes on that day coming out of the city and going further into the forest.
Okay. Just further into the forest, not beyond the eye can see, just kept going and
just
going.
Kept going.
So to speak.
The kids don't remember them ever landing. They just kind of knew, they went out kind of that way, out past the forest there.
Damn. Oh, well, so, okay, so you do this. Okay. And I continue my shooting spree.
Yep.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
That target.
All right. Okay. So, what's going to happen next depends on who gets in touch with who. When, Gavin, your information hunting down takes about three days worth of legwork and talking over the wires to be able to pull together that information.
Yeah.
Andrina, you're going to be done the soonest, but you could also be working on the drill machine or just however you want to handle it after, fixing the jetpack.
Oh, I'm still working on the drill machine.
Okay.
Eventually we're going to have one of us is going to be in the jetpack, and two of us are going to be in the drill machine.
Well, some of the things from the drill machine that come out pretty quickly is it actually isn't that, interesting a piece of, engineering. It's strong. It's watertight. Apparently it could operate underwater at least for a limited time. Although from some of the rust around the inside, you figure it does leak a little. But mostly it's just a really powerful engine and, that screw up front made to be replaceable because what you found that happened is as it was biting into the side of the building, it just kind of tore the screw and it kind of broke, the motor that turns it. So this, sturdily built, but it's not really a feat of engineering. There's nothing really special about it.
Gotcha.
And after playing with it for a while, you also find that person that was inside of here probably couldn't stay in for very long. There's not a great deal of ventilation. After being in there for about an hour or so playing around, you actually start finding it hard to breathe in there.
Fair enough. Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of like the way the old tanks used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that indicates like where the thing was built.
No, everything, as far as you can tell, was scratch built. I mean, there's no maker marks on it anywhere.
Made in Taiwan. Hey!
All right. So about the jetpack. what kind of range are we looking at on this thing?
Initially, it's got about a 10-minute burn.
So I've got 10 minutes of burn time.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have a great deal of lift. Probably why only the woman was using it, much lighter mass-wise.
Right.
Oh, you probably want to let her know what skill do you use to use it, because you'll be, Gina, we'll be putting that one up quick.
Driving.
Yeah, it would be under driving.
Driving is for everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that, but I wasn't sure. It could have been driving. It could have easily been athletics, to be honest.
Yeah. It would be driving, but until you become more familiar with it, as in you buy an aspect like, I can use a jetpack or I can fly, you're going to be at modifiers to your skill.
How much does an aspect cost?
You'll get one in another couple of games.
Yeah, that's basically, you can either drop one you already have in favor of a new one, or you've got to wait out the games. There's no way to buy them.
Yes, drive, of course. Which one?
Now, you can use it without the aspect. It's just going to be harder to control it.
Could you use a stunt for that sort of thing as well?
Yep, you could do a stunt for it.
Just you've got options.
So. Yes. Okay, yeah. So
as a matter of fact, if you took the jetpack itself as a stunt, as an item and make it your own, then there would be no penalty at all for using it.
Oh, God. She has the vehicle, and now she has a jetpack.
Let's see.
How many refresh points can I go without?
That's right.
One, have a jetpack. Two, three.
Get back to me. I'm checking the reports right now.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, but as it is, it's got about a 10-minute burn. And that's assuming someone that weighs like 130 pounds or so.
Right, like me.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's see.
In terms of getting together, I think if I've got a reasonable idea, that I've pretty much got all the information I can at this point, you know, there's obviously going to be probably a little bit of pieces dripping in, and the guilds might come back with all this has happened, but otherwise I'll probably just have a general catch-up over at Airbound Motors at some point.
So what, we'll just say 3 days later, 3-4 days later?
Yeah.
Well, if no one makes the jump first, at 3 days later, and this was spurred on by Gavin when you put in your report to Miss Blair, you are contacted by Energy and asked to come in for a conference. This is you specifically, Gavin, but they do mention anyone that was also a part of the capture of the woman and that was there. Well, just that was part of the capture of the woman or that was in on the information that you found, if you could invite them as well, since they don't know who exactly was part of that.
I'll be contacting Andrea, and can I contact Bishop?
Yes, I believe I was only going out for the city every once in a while to get better after the first initial day.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, you in game, you even told us what you're doing.
Okay. I'm just practicing with guns.
Yeah, I know that. I can tell that from what you've been saying. But yeah.
I assume that you're coming back to your own house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be cooking the team up. giving you guys a bit of a briefing on what I've found, and that it's probably they've found something's been stolen and thus they want to get us involved.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you that those, I was going to tell Drina, those aircraft have some long range.
Fair enough. Should I fly to the meeting?
I'm just seeing you're using the jetpack every 5 seconds just to get, oh, can't quite reach that thing on a slightly higher shelf. Shh, jetpack, aren't you?
No, no, it'll burn up the linoleum and the fighter tablecloth.
You can replace those.
I'll just make blueprints and keep it in my trunk for right now.
The invitation was given, was ordered by Mr. Tesla himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's not keep this guy waiting. Oh, one thing that would have had to happen over the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
Spectrina would have done this. If she hasn't, I would inquire about it, and then she may suddenly go do it. Have you given those papers back to Miss Overton?
Oh, yes, that. Yes, I have. What?
Very good. Yeah,
because we're going to do that. Then we got distracted by something, by following up with other things, and we had left off before you'd done that. So just.
Oh, right, right. That's I mean, I always intended to.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I think it's fair enough to say it happened rather than saying it forgotten to.
That's fine. So yeah, you get her back the paperwork, and she. Since she hired you to do this, you know, you do actually all get paid for that as well.
Yay, money! It'll go towards repairs.
And from what I remember, nary a word is said about her trying to kill the guy, right?
Nope.
Or killing the guy.
No, he lived and went to out of the country. Mm. Diplomatic immunity to a mm-hmm. bad, bad situation yes. where he didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's very appreciative to Drina, since I think Drina was the only one that actually saw the confrontation.
No, we were all there. She was there.
She was the one that mainly got involved.
Oh, that's right. You guys were kind of sneaking up and Drina was talking. Yeah. So, yeah, she's very appreciative that nothing was said about her,
Drina had a more emotional investment in it than either of us.
Yeah, I was there just to kind of say, don't do it. I'm pointing a taser at you. Don't do it.
That's the only thing we established narratively was that we convinced her not to try and, like, kill him. So, mm-hmm. I guess she won't be, like, trying to find him and take vengeance or anything like that.
Okay.
So, Mr. Tesla of the Energy Guild.
Yes, he's also the head of the guilds as a whole, as well as being over energy.
He's basically the ruler of the city.
That crazy Serbian.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guilds as a whole kind of have a kind of a parliamentary procedure, but he is the head of it. He's the one who heads it all, and.
First among equals, right?
Yes, yeah.
He's some are more equal than others.
And anyone who doubts that gets a taser right to the head, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a leader, and he's the leader we don't have.
Or mysteriously, somehow the fluctuations with the coil in the middle just for some reason doesn't work in your building.
Right.
Those are the rumors. Unsubstantiated.
Well, I dress well.
I dress in my very, very good suit.
Although I do try to dress well, it never quite looks that good on me.
Sure. Gavin, as you were the point of contact, if you look at the Metapole map there, energy is smack dab in the middle. It's a very large compound in the center.
Wow. Yeah.
Will
our hair stand up on end when we get close to it?
The air does seem charged with energy and a bit heavier somehow. You are kept in the lobby for a bit as security actually checks over all of your paperwork to make sure everything's on the up and up. And they do submit you to a body check. Is anyone actually carrying weaponry in?
Just my taser, which I'm pretty sure they're going to take off with me.
Okay. No, were you actually trying to hide it, or were you carrying it in plain view?
Carrying it in plain view.
I have it. It's not like, oh, this is in a concealed compartment. It's not like it's on display for anyone just to see.
Mine was kind of, it's there for personal, yeah, kind of along the same thing.
I wouldn't be trying to hide it from them either.
No, I'd be like, hey, I have a...
Yeah, put this gun here.
Right. Yeah, I have a taser. You can...
They do ask for your weapons, and they do give you a claim sheet for each one. You can take it afterwards. They have you walk through... Yeah. This odd metal corridor. They tell you to walk very slowly. At the very end of the corridor, there is a light, and they say if it is red by the time you get to the end, do not move. Stay where you are.
Just walk towards the light.
Yes.
I walk slowly across the corridor. Mm-hmm.
You're also now unable to have children afterwards.
Going through the corridor.
I'm okay with that one.
The air is strangely heavy in the corridor, and it's almost as if there is a bit of resistance to your movement. Any metal objects that you have on you warm up appreciably. By the time you hit the end of the corridor, the light is green, and there's a door at the end.
Is there anybody on the other side?
The whole corridor is a solid metal, so is the door. There's no viewport or anything else that you can see through.
Okay.
I'll just knock on the door.
I'll go through the door.
All right. Yeah. There are two guards on the other side to meet you. At the end of the corridor, it's like a large conference room. It's set up very nicely. Paintings on the wall, very plush carpet, lots of very finely oiled wood. The guards apologize for the procedures, but it's necessary with a personage of that you're about to see. We have to make sure of his security at all times.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They escort you to the end of the room. Nice, solidly looking wood door. The guard actually strains a bit as he opens it, and it's much thicker than it would appear as the door swings open. Inside is a private room. There is a man seated on a very comfortable large chair and invites you in. He does get to his feet. He seems to be having a little trouble. He's an older man. He's probably in his later 60s, maybe even early 70s. He's got a cane that he uses to get himself up out of the chair. Very white hair. He's got a monocle on, dressed nicely.
Does he have mismatched eye colors?
It's hard to tell. The monocle is shaded.
All right. Of course, I walk up to him and say, "Priyatelka," and I give him a kiss on each.
Sure. Let's see. He's taken aback a little, but he accepts it from an attractive woman, and extends his hand to the rest of you, obviously not wanting a kiss on the cheek from you, too.
I shake his hand and nod respectfully.
If you wouldn't mind, please close the door behind you there and have a seat.
I enlist the help of Gavin to close the heavy door.
I would have thought you would have gone for you. Someone's actually with muscles.
After you close the door, the man pulls out what looks like an oversized pocket watch and pushes a button on the top. Lid falls open, and he seems to be counting off time for a moment. Little green light appears on the top of his light. He seems satisfied with this, and he puts the pocket watch back in his pocket. And says, please sit down. Would you like any refreshments? Picks up a little a bell next to his chair, rings it, and a servant comes from a side room.
Sure, just a little sherry.
Mm-hmm. He takes your orders.
Also, cold tea, if you'd be so kind.
Same here.
The man looks at the servant and says, my usual, please. I believe a 3-year-old infant's blood chilled on ice. He kind of looks at you and
I react. If a major girl who's in charge of the city wants to be a little crazy, I'm not saying anything.
I give him a slightly curious look, like,
Yeah, he smiles and just laughs and slaps his knee and says, I'd always like to open with a joke.
Yes, you've been reading too many of those penny dreadfuls.
He waits until the servant brings out the drinks and has left the room. He checks his pocket watch again. Green light goes off again and says, well, I believe you all know who I am, but I'm afraid I'm at a loss. Would you please? And looks over at Drina.
Yes, I'm my name's Mayor Bauer. I've been living in the city for several years now. I have a small motor engine fabrication repair company I run with my husband. Mm-hmm. I gave him my card.
Yeah. He takes it and puts it in his pocket and looks over at Bishop.
Daniel Bishop, I'm just a guy who connects people, and I work for, well, you know, my other job, mm-hmm. private contracting.
Very good. And looks over at Gavin.
It's Gavin Marshall. I recently came to this city. I have a clerk's job at the Ministry of Research, Science, and Technology.
Very good. Oops. Forgot something. Give me just a second. Well, I believe you all have contracts with the guild as a whole to do investigations for us. Called you here because it looks like, well, you've been knee-deep in a lot of doings around town, and you all seem to have been the best source of information for some things that I'm quite puzzled with. He pulls out a manila folder from a stack of papers that are to his left there and hands a folder out to each one of you.
Mm-hmm. Take it
and open it to the first page.
All right. It's filled with the sepia-toned photographs of some different crime scenes that you've investigated recently, a couple of warehouses that you are familiar with. The last photograph is of the hospital. There's also a photograph of a fairly young lady that's in a hospital bed, tubes going into her arm and nose. One that none of you have seen before. There's also some dossiers in there as well. And he says, well, this is the concise investigation of the reports that you've handed to us. As you know, when you do work for the guilds, you are not necessarily completing investigation, just telling us where we should look for the problems that have come up. Well, these are the findings of what you recently handed to us. And it disturbs me greatly as there seems to be a pattern in a lot of the warehouse break-ins and what have been stolen. And in particular, that poor woman you see in the photo near the end there. She's a protege of mine. Her name is Letitia Gruber. Very, very promising young engineer. Made some astounding discoveries in metalwork and in alchemy, which I'm afraid alchemy is a young man's field. It's not something I know a great deal of. Her work was centered around a unique property that she found when combining certain alchemical properties with certain types of metals. As best as her notes were, you'll find in that dossier there, Miss Ehrbauer, I believe you were best able to make use of that information.
Yes, that's true. Can I look at it right there?
It's pretty dense, mathematically. It would probably take you quite some time, at least a few hours poring over it to even just get kind of the gist of what her research was about. Enough to say that these warehouse robberies and the things that have gone missing relate very closely to what Miss Gruber here was working on in her labs. She was in that hospital that collapsed a few days ago. A guest of mine, actually. She was in very delicate condition, enough so that we couldn't move her to a better hospital at the time. And the care there seemed to be perfectly adequate, so I didn't feel the need to move her after she stabilized. She was the second person removed from the building.
Ah. I see. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you know who might have taken her? I mean...
Well... That's just it. We have some suspicions, and this is where you three come in, and perhaps more, if we can find more agents in the area. He passes out a second folio, and there's only one copy of this to share between all of you. More photographs in there. I would like Bishop there. Give me a roll. This is going to be a discipline roll.
Discipline? Okay.
Uh-huh. Your friend is front and center.
By one.
Okay.
I succeeded.
All right. You're able to keep your madman-like ravings down then when you see his picture.
I knew it. Garrus is there.
Yes.
Yeah, I do the best I can to cover for his,
No, I don't burst out, but it's like, I kind of like, I kind of like point him out like to the other two and like give him a nod.
Of course. I mean,
the
Mr.
second.
Chastain. Go ahead.
Okay. The second picture is, it's a distant shot of, a man that's wearing a, like a scientist's robe. And he's got a top hat and some strange mask that covers half his face. The eye on that half is kind of bulging. It's larger, obviously mechanical. And he seems to be giving orders out over a factory floor, where you see like rank upon rank of like automatons.
You mean people that are?
No, obviously they are not people in suits. Someone could not fit in them. Like the waists are a little more than just like a hollow tube. And then there's an upper body, a lower. You're right. Right. And he seems to be giving orders to people on the floor as, doing like, it's actually hard to tell what they're doing. They're doing some kind of, repairs or fixing on these automatons.
Good news is, if they say Roger, Roger, we don't have to worry about trying to defeat them too hard.
Right. This picture was taken by one of our agents in a factory in France. Unfortunately, the agent didn't make it out, but he was able to get the photograph out. If you look closely at the first photograph and this one, there are a lot of similarities to the face structure. He's our best guess as to the mastermind behind the thefts. We have no idea what he has in mind for Miss Gruber's inventions, however. The metal men on the factory floor there really don't have anything to do with what Miss Gruber was working on.
So I'm still rather curious, like these devices, is some sort of, there actually is a Serbian word that's very similar, a robot. Robot means worker.
Robotic worker. That's a good word. He pulls out a notepad and pencil, jots it down. Robot.
I could easily have ended up going with Waldo's. Ah, so does that mean his name is Russum?
Could be. Other photographs in there are pictures of Zeppelins that you see. They have like air decks that are below them, and you see planes that are kind of landing on the air decks, and there is a good close-up view of the Hold Ace picture on the side of one of the planes as they're parking on the Zeppelins. This is the other problem we've been having. As you no doubt know, we've had a rise of piracy along our trade routes as well. This particular gang has been a particular nuisance, and our own aircraft haven't been able to catch them as they're able to fly higher and maintain altitudes that our planes just can't reach. The Zeppelin as well, and it points to the picture, seems to be able to fly at a higher altitude than our own, and they use them as mobile bases.
Well, I mean, has no one been able to infiltrate the pirates? I mean, these...
That's where you come in. The last page in this the folder that you guys are sharing, it's a list of warehouses that we expect are going to be hit. Based on Miss Gruber's work, these are the items that they are still needing or needing more of. Now, we can simply protect the warehouses, but that'll do us nothing more than protecting the goods within. There are other places they could get these goods. Mm-hmm. What we're needing is to find out where this base in that second picture is. The factory floor that's depicted there is far larger than could be placed on a Zeppelin, so it's not one of these mobile bases.
I quickly go back to the original file he gave us. Is there any information on the one that involved the missing data thing, you know, where I woke up in the middle of the night?
Yes, it's actually about midway through the list of the items that were taken. Factors very highly in Miss Gruber's work. The cylinder that was taken was her personal files.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Now, I know this obviously you've taken some effort not to be too clear on this, but it would be, I think at this point it's fair to say, now that she herself has actually been taken, what was Ms. Gruber working on?
As I said, I'm not too well versed on these new alchemical sciences. But from what I am able to gather from the paperwork you have there, Miss Ehrbauer, she had designed a type of metal that, well, for an easy description, levitates. It's a metal that is lighter than air.
Yeah, I was right.
God. That would be completely revolutionary.
Unfortunately, as you well know, with the war efforts that are going on, it would decidedly end the war in one side's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine airships of metal that could not be shot down or flew higher than other aircraft were able to intercept?
Mm-hmm.
He actually gets, there's kind of a twinkling in his eyes as he's describing the scene of carnage that bombs dropped from such vessels could cause, and the absolute destruction. And there's just a little bit of wetness off the side of his mouth as he goes to this.
Maybe.
Well, let's remember that such a thing would also have a tremendous power for good.
Wipes off the side of his mouth, of course it would.
I mean, think of the tremendous distances that human beings have to travel. Like, overnight, the world would be a much smaller place. Sturdy, lighter-than-air ships would be able to carry passengers inexpensively. Within 20 or 30 years, it would be commonplace for even ordinary men to be able to travel to Europe or Africa.
And as you can see, this technology would be a game changer for the world. And, well, as this man is shown to be completely unscrupulous, he was willing to destroy an entire hospital filled with people to get a hold of one person. I We feel that those are not the hands that these advances should be left in.
No, definitely not.
As I said, with this photograph here, we had had a previous attempt at infiltration, and we were able to get this little information out, but he was detected. We don't know if he still lives or not.
All right, so this agent of yours, you said he taken this photo in France?
Yes. At least that's where he was last called in from. We don't know if the location is, in fact, in France.
What do you know about the agent?
Well, before I can give out more information on that, I need to know whether or not this is something you're willing to help us with. Unfortunately, that information is beyond one nation's purview to give out. I need certain assurances from you, and certain contracts will need to be signed before I can tell you more.
I'm willing to sign anything. I'm willing to do anything for this. And there's a big grin on my face.
Right, that's very enthusiastic of you, Mr. Bishop. Yes, for my part, I will be, I think I can say plainly that I'd be very, very interested, and I feel it would be my duty even to take part in this and do what I can.
Yes, finding out what exactly this gang is up to and getting involved with them would certainly meet all our aims, I think.
Very well. He brings the bell. Servant comes out again and gives instructions to the servant to bring out the packages. Servant comes back and lays in front of you several documents, as well as something that looks like an ink pen. It's got a button in the middle and seems to have some kind of reservoir at the tip. The contracts are simply stating that the information that you gain must be reported back to me or my staff directly, that you are sworn by our nation's Secrecy Act, that you can't talk about what it is you're going to be working with us for, and the information we gave you, of course, cannot be shared. Of course, breaking any of this will be considered an act of treason and handled accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Sign here, and here.
Yes, I have
and
signed.
This device, if you will please push it up against your thumb and depress the button in the middle.
Right, I do so.
There's a little prick to your finger, and it draws a little bit of blood. Yep.
Signed in blood, eh?
Oh, this is where we find out they have DNA tracing technology so they can get to us with their blood.
Yes.
Hmm. All right. You guys want to take a 5 minute here?
Okay.
Yeah. Use the restroom.
At least signed in blood. Yes.
Is it actually
signed? No, it doesn't. It takes a sample, essentially, is what it's doing from you.
Yes, yes. Apparently they do have DNA technology.
Am I the only one getting a Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow feel about this?
Oh! That makes sense now. I was trying to figure out what the heck you were getting, and now I kind of get it a little bit more.
No, this is different. Do you know what the reference is to the anti-gravity material? Do you know what reference you could go with that?
Mm-mm.
I got that one. And I was right. I'd sent something to Bert about it beforehand, and then when she came up, and yeah, fixed it.
Hey, I'm just happy Harris came up. The guy who got away was the guy. I just got to ask Bert to see if in the paperwork the name Abigail ever came up in regards to the ace in the hole.
Turns out she is Letitia Broger.
No, what happens is it turns out the contact wasn't a he, it was a she.
I've sort of lost track of some of the stuff you're contacting with some of you, some of your contacts.
Abigail's the woman I was dating that got kidnapped during that same case with the engine. Aww. My canned cheese is running out.
Session 8, Part 1. Part 2 will follow in a few days. We appreciate you listening, and remember, we are always looking for more players. Music in this podcast was courtesy of Kevin MacLeod. More of his work can be found at incompetech.com.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You had a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where did you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.